You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in, MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Mark Sheldon. Oh, Mark, the winter meetings, it's been a wild ride already for the Cincinnati Reds, but we got to jump in. The Aroldis Chapman near trade on Monday. What is the status of that?
Right now it's in a big, lack of a better word, a holding pattern. It's just MLB under the new domestic violence policy is going to investigate. They don't know, have a timetable on how long this might take. They're going to go where the facts take them, and then they'll see. The Reds told teams that they're going to step back for a couple of weeks on Chapman and not try to make any moves because of this investigation. The team isn't commenting any further. They're just going to let MLB take the lead on this, and so they'll see. But they are in a lot. There's so many unopened and unanswered questions that this could go a lot of different ways. He could get suspended for a while. That could affect his free agent status, and that could actually increase his value in a way for the Reds, because then he's going to have another year of control. And obviously, it affects whether they can move him to get the prospects. And of course, what he did was horrible. And then there's going to be the whole public relations problem with either the Reds or whatever team acquires him is going to have to deal with, you know, those questions as well.
So let's start with maybe the simplest, which is the agreement that was ostensibly in place with the Dodgers. Is that hovering, just waiting for the news? In other words, or is that out and we're just going to start from scratch again once we get clarity?
It sounds like, just from reading other stuff, is that maybe the Dodgers are out or they're lukewarm, but at the same time, they don't have to make a trade while they're here, because for Chapman at least, because they can wait. They have a closer in Jansen. The prospects that were being talked about, while we don't have their names, it didn't sound like it was people that were going to be counted on for either club next season at the big league level at least. So they can afford to wait this out and see what happens. But I don't, as sad as it is, all these are allegations and he wasn't arrested, but domestic violence isn't something you really laugh about or make, you know, light about. But the fact that he throws 103 miles an hour ultimately will trump whether he gets a job or not. He can throw. He's got a lot of talent. He's going to find a job and a team's going to want him.
Right. I'm with you. I think that the public relations piece of it will ultimately be overlooked by and large by whomever is on the other end of this deal. Maybe from a business standpoint, competitive standpoint, the biggest thing that you've turned up in this, and I read your piece a little earlier, the suspension, if there is a suspension from Major League Baseball and it exceeds 34 days, then that will push his ability to get to free agency back a full year. And that changes everything.
Yeah, it would. That would be a stunner. And honestly, that would in a lot of ways be the more of a punishment to him. That would be a real punishment, because sometimes you get a guy suspended for 50 games or 25 games, it doesn't really mean much. But when you put it in the context of service time, and wow, he cannot be a free agent now until after the 2017 season, that's going to hurt him, his value on the, you know, on the open market a lot more. He's going to lose another year towards getting paid big time. And meanwhile, the Reds can actually trade him and maybe do better, because the team, let's say they wait till July, and he says after his suspension's up, they can trade him, and the team that acquires him gets another year of control.
Because you cannot accrue Major League service time while on suspension for domestic violence.
Correct.
Now, which is, you know, like if a guy is on the disabled list, 60-day disabled list, with a Major League club, he is accruing league time, right?
Yeah.
So it is an interesting little sidelight. Now, it is not all Aroldis Chapman. There is still the Jay Bruce, the Todd Frazier stuff out there. Do you get a sense that Frazier is legitimately out on the market and that there may be interest?
I know they're listening on everybody, and I'm sure they're getting a lot of questions about Frazier and Jay Bruce. But just talking to Walt Jocketty and Dick Williams last night, they said there's been a lot of people asking about their players. They didn't specify which players, but they also didn't get the sense that anyone was close to being moved. They could change, but you know, they worked so much on the Chapman stuff. And now it's, you know, that was close, and then they were going to turn their attention to the other guys. Well, now they're talking to these other teams, but it might take a while, and it won't necessarily get done here.
Well, the market's very hot here right now. I suspect that that's only going to maintain momentum going forward. Homer Bailey, you know, he's a guy coming back from Tommy John surgery. A guy that they'll have in the rotation. Obviously, they're going to have concerns with starting pitching in general. Any rumors of what they might be chasing?
They're definitely looking for a veteran starter, but it's not going to happen here. I'm going to be pretty safe to say that they're going to look and see what's left over on the market. They're not going to go after one of these high-priced guys. They're going to see who needs a job down the line and try to get someone that's able to take them 7 innings or 8 innings, but not that expensive. And the guys I'm thinking of are people that are actually, they're not linked to this guy in particular, but an Aaron Harang type of guy, the guy that's a steady guy who can still pitch, who can get things done, who will be good in the clubhouse. Of course, Bronson Arroyo has already been mentioned, and that's something that could still happen if he proves he's healthy. So they are looking for some veteran to stabilize in the rookie rotation and show them the way a little bit.
When we talk about that type of a player, and for that matter, a left fielder, they're going to need somebody in left. Are these needs that they might fill through a trade, a Chapman, Bruce, Frazier type deal, or are those really designed just to get a lot better and a lot younger?
The latter. Yeah. They got a lot better, a lot younger. They are not looking to trade a guy for another expensive guy that can do those things. They want guys that can keep that window open as long as possible. They want that 0 to 3 service time so they can get as much control as possible.
As you see what has been going on in the division, and the Cubs continue to turn heads, Pirates have been very quiet.
Yeah.
Brewers are trying to unload. What do you think of where the Reds currently are with this plan and what they need to do in these remaining months?
Well, it's going to hurt a little bit in 2016. The three teams that are the Cardinals, Pirates, and Cubs are going to be around for a while, and they're really, really good, and they're getting better. So the Reds are going to have to just stick through it and try to be as competitive as possible, try to find the successes in where the development of these young guys and just get through it. But they feel that they won't be suffering for very long because they feel like with Joey Votto in place and Mesoraco and Cozart and a few other guys and the pitch development of the pitching that took their lumps last year, that this could be turned around a little quicker than maybe other rebuilding projects.
You know, that Shelby Miller deal on Tuesday night, Braves sending him to Arizona, and they got a haul back from the Diamondbacks. And I wonder, it's kind of an interesting thing anyway, with the Chapman deal now hung up. I wonder if they go back, reevaluate what they were getting for Chapman in light of what was just given for Shelby Miller, even though they're not exactly comparable guys. But I wonder if they go back and reevaluate what that offer was, and maybe they're the ones now scratching deals and saying, oh, let's re-talk what we're doing.
It's hard to say. The one difference with Miller, besides the type of pitcher they are, is that he has 3 more years of control.
Sure.
Chapman has one. And of course, he's a starting pitcher that's looking to do 200 innings and everything like that. So I think it's not a fair comparison per se, but unfortunately, we don't know exactly what the Reds were asking for. I know that in the summer at the trade deadline, they were asking for a ton in return, and they didn't get it. So I now, in light of this cloud that's hanging over them, I don't know what it's going to do to his value.
We know this much. The supply of Aroldis Chapman-type pitchers is not going up.
No.
Between
no.
now and whenever that deal
that's
ultimately
absolutely right.
is done. Well, it's going to be continually interesting to watch. And I know you've been on the prowl all week here working hard, but we always appreciate the time, Mark.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Mark Sheldon, MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.